This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera. A lot of exciting things happen in Parshas Vayera in the lives of Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu. The parsha begins in Perek Yud Ches with the famous visit of the Malachim to the tent of Avram and Sarah. One Malach comes to give Avram a bracha for Refuah Shelema. One Malach comes to give them a bracha and a prophecy that at this time next year, Sarah will have a child. One Malach is on his way to destroy Sodom and Amorah. At the end of Perek Yud Ches, Avram Avinu davens for the towns of Sodom and Amorah on the plain, but his tefillos are not answered in the way that he asked. They are not saved, because in Perek Yud Ches, we have the visit of the Malachim to the home of Lot. Ultimately, Sodom and Amorah and the entire plain and the people and the vegetation are destroyed. Lot and his daughters are saved. They have relations in the cave. At the end of Perek Yud Ches, and Ammon and Moab are born from those relations. Perek Chaf sees Sarah abducted by Avimelech. Perek Chaf Aleph sees Sarah healed and remembered, and Yitzchak is born. Avram makes a big mishteh on the day that he is weaned. Avram Avinu, by the word of Sarah, sends away Hagar and Yishmael, and Perek Chaf Beis is the Akedah Yitzchak. So a lot happens in this parsha. I'm going to focus on a beautiful Dvar Torah from Rav Salvechik, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal, on the beginning of the parsha. So the parsha begins in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Keep in mind, in Perek Yud Zayin, Avram Avinu has just had his bris milah. Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'alone Mamre, and Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ohel, and he is sitting by the entrance to the tent, Kechom Hayom, in the heat of the day. Pasuk Beis, Vayisa Eina, Vayar, Vihine Shlosha, and Nashim Nitzavim Alav. And Avram lifts his eyes, and behold, there are three men standing upon him, and he sees them, and he runs to greet them from the entrance to the tent, and he bows down to the ground, and he says, "My master, if I have found favor in your eyes, please don't pass from before your servant. Let some water be brought, and wash your feet, and recline under the tree," and he's going to feed them, and he's going to give them to drink, and some shade. He's going to do Hachnasas Archim. On the first Pasuk, Vayera Alav Hashem, Baloni Mamre, if somebody was not following the narrative, we would not even know who God appeared to. Now, of course, we just read in Perek Yud Zayin that Avram Avinu had his bris milah, and we know that Hashem appeared to him. But this seems to be a very ambiguous pasuk, Vayera Elav Hashem, and God appeared to him, Be'alone Mamre, in the plains of Mamre, and he's sitting at the entrance to the tent, like the heat of the day, and there's not even a message. Why did Hashem appear to Avram Avinu? What is he telling him? There's no Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, Vayidaber Elokim Avram. What is the statement? What is the purpose of this visit? God simply appeared to him, and he's sitting at the entrance to the tent. So Rashi famously says, Rashi is quoting Maseches Sota, Yudalad Aleph, Levaker es Hachola. Hashem came to visit the sick. Amar Rabbi Chama be Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama says in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Yom Shlishi Limila Sohaya. This was the third day post Bris Mila. Ubal Kodesh Baruch Hu v'sha'al b'shlomosa. Kodesh Baruch Hu came and he inquired after Avram Avinu's welfare. So Avram Avinu is very sick. He is 99 years old. He just did Bris Mila on himself. Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. And God appears Levaker et Achola. Now it's very interesting. He came to be Mevaker Achola, and the Gemara says in Sota Yod Dalet Aleph Mahu Afato. Just like God does Bigrachom, so too we must do Bigrachom. But what transpires here? What is the conversation here? What are they talking about during the course of this visit? So I now quote the Rav Zatzal, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, who has such a beautiful piece here. And the Rav says, there are other occasions when God appeared to Avram. Like the Pasuk says in the beginning of Lechacha, Vayera Hashem al Avram Vayomer. That's Bereishis 12:7. God appeared to Avram and he said, during the war of the four kings and the five kings, right after, I should say, Hayad Dvar Hashem El Avram B'machazel Lemur, the beginning of Perek Tezvav, right before the Brisbane Absalom, the word of God appeared to Abraham in a vision saying, and the Perek right before this, Vayar Hashem El Avram Vayomer Elav, God appeared to him, that's 17:1, the Perek of Brismila, and he said to him. So God appeared to Avram, God revealed himself, and in each instance, Hashem told him something. God commanded him or promised or enlightened him, a message was delivered. What attracts our attention to this verse, says the Rav, is the absence of Vayomer. It seems to be an absence of a message. What is the purpose of the revelation? What objective was God seeking? Did he tell him anything? Why did he appear to Avram? Another difference, none of the preceding verses describe God's appearance to Abram using the pronoun Elav to him. It is always to Avram where he is referred to by name. And Rashi, now the Rav quotes Rashi, which we already saw. He appeared to him in order to visit the sick. God paid Avram a sikkah. He was in pain after the circumcision. The Gemara tells us that the third day is the most severe pain. So the Almighty came to ask about his state of health. Says Rav Salavejik, Avram Avinu here was in need, and God came to visit him. There is no vayomer, and he said, there is no message, there is no command, there is no mitzuveh law, there's no promise. God simply came to see him. And the Rav says something now which has so much truth when it comes to human interaction and human relationships. Quote, if two individuals are close friends, if they share a sense of intimacy and companionship, one need not have a message to deliver in order to walk into the other's home. The highest form of friendship, and I quote, does not require words. I'm going to say that again. The highest form of friendship does not require words, says the Rav. Before this visit, the relationship between God and Avram was a formal one. Why? Because Avram was not yet circumcised. He only circumcises himself at the very end of Perek Yud Zayin. What does Hashem say in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel? His halech lefanei veheye tamim, walk before me and be pure. The relationship before Mila and the relationship after Mila between God and Avram was very, very different. And therefore, the Rav says, before this visit, the relationship between God and Avram was a formal relationship. It did not involve friendship. It was a relationship of a contract, employer and employee, master and servant, being God and Avram respectively. Every vayera, therefore, and God appeared, was accompanied by vayomer, and he said there was something that Avram needed to do. The word of God needed to be heeded. But after Avram was circumcised and after the covenant of Bris Mila, Bris Avraham, between God and Avram, and then between God and Abram's progeny throughout the generations, after Avram was circumcised and the covenant was established, there was now a new intimacy, a new friendship, one that did not have to be expressed in words, one that did not need speech, one that did not need a message. And I'm sure that we all know this from our interpersonal relationships in our own lives. Sometimes the closest relationships that we have what we call a comfortable silence with that other person, whether it is a spouse or a parent or a close confidant or a child-parent relationship or a sibling relationship. Sometimes you're just the most comfortable sitting with that person without words. And this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam demonstrates to us here. Vayera Elav Hashem Balonei Marmi. And then we expect it to say Vayomer. And God said there is no Vayomer. God came simply, so to speak, to hold the hand of Avraham Avinu, to be with him, Imo Anochi Bitzar, to be with him in his pain, not to deliver a message, only to say, here I am, I'm here with you. And it's something that can be applied and that should be applied to our own interpersonal relationships. Sometimes what a friend needs, what a confidant needs, what a family member needs is simply someone to say, I'm here. We don't always have to speak words. We don't always have to have something to say. There's not always a message to be delivered. Sometimes it's simply just saying to the person in pain, I'm here with you. Says the Rav, the use of a love similarly demonstrates this change. As long as the relationship was a formal one, it was guided by the rules of courtesy. Why? Because formality requires mentioning the name. But when we visit a friend, there is no need for a name, so to speak. In the Bible, the verb and the subject usually are not separated. If Vayera is the verb and God is the subject, the verse should have said, Vayera Hashem Elav, and Hashem appeared to him, not Vayera Elav Hashem, and to him God appeared. By reversing the subject and the object, by stating Vayera Elav Hashem, and to him God appeared, instead of Vayera Hashem Elav, Hashem appeared to him, the Torah emphasizes that Avram was very close to God, and God longed to see him. Vayera Elav Hashem, Avram Avinu comes first. Hashem, so to speak, comes after, telling us the key here is that God longed to see Avram Avinu. Up to this point, says the Rav, we have been reading the story of Avram Avdi. Avram was only, and it's a huge level, but he was solely a servant of God. But from Parshas Vayera and on, it is a new story. A new tale is introduced, and that is the story of Avram, the friend of God. God came to Avram Lishol Bishlomo to inquire about his peace, to inquire about his health, to inquire about his wholesomeness, to show friendship and to show involvement. And there's so much that we learn from Parshas Vayera, specifically Perek Yud Ches, about the story of Bikur Cholam and the story of Hachnasas Archim that Avram did to the guests. But here we learn something about the story of friendship, camaraderie, the story of two people who feel comfortable, kaviyacha, who feel comfortable with each other. And sometimes we don't need words. Sometimes it's enough to sit, to reach out to another lonely individual, a pained individual, and to simply say, I'm here for you, without necessarily saying anything. Vayera elav Hashem be'alonei marme. And it just reminds us, hafochba dekula bale, Chazal teach us in Pirkei Avos, turn the Torah over and over, because everything is in it. All wisdom is in it. All relationship advice in it is in the Torah. Everything we learn from the Malame Torah la'amo Yisrael, God who teaches Torah to his people Israel. And here he teaches us how to be the closest confidant to another person who is in need. I thank you for learning with me, and I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.